Good evening. I call this order, I call to order this meeting, January 10th, 2023, meeting of the Blair Mayor and City Council. I am Mindy Rump, the Mayor of Blair, and I am pleased you have joined us this evening. This is a public meeting and you are part of the process. I encourage you to participate, ask questions, and share your thoughts. I want you to feel comfortable, and I will do everything I can to make sure your voice is heard. We have several rules to help us proceed with the meeting, and I ask that you keep them in mind. Please turn off your cell phones, and if you need to take a call, step outside the chamber, please. When you wish to speak, simply raise your hand. I will recognize you and ask you to step forward to the podium. The city clerk must record who you are, so please state your name, spell your last name, and state your address. Keep your remarks brief, about 3 minutes, so that others have an opportunity to speak. Please direct your remarks to me, council members, or city staff. A copy of the Open Meetings Act has been posted by both exits. And we will begin with the roll call of members.
Hafer?
Present.
Paulson?
Present.
Shank?
Here.
Wolf?
Here.
Willis?
Here.
Fair? Ferrari?
Present.
Highfellow?
Here.
7 members are present.
Wonderful. If you'd all please stand and join me with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number 4 in our agenda is consider the approval of the appointment of Jim Sandvold as council member in Ward 3, and to the Council Health Insurance and Finance Committee and the Transportation Committee.
I'll make a motion to approve the mayoral appointment of Jim Sandvold as council member in Ward 3.
Second.
It has been motioned and seconded to approve the mayoral appointment of Jim Sandvold to Ward 3. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Next item is the oath of office for our newest council member, Jim Sandvold.
Okay, if you'd like to raise your right hand, please repeat after me.
I, Jim Sandvold,
do solemnly swear,
do solemnly swear,
that I will support the Constitution of the United States,
that I will support the Constitution of the United States,
and the Constitution of the State of Nebraska,
and the Constitution of the State of Nebraska,
against all enemies,
against all enemies,
foreign and domestic,
foreign and domestic,
that I will bear true faith,
that I will bear true faith,
and allegiance to the same,
and allegiance to the same,
that I take this obligation freely,
that I take this obligation freely,
without any mental reservation,
without any mental reservation,
or for the purpose of evasion,
or for the purpose of evasion,
and that I will faithfully and impartially,
and that I will faithfully and impartially,
perform the duties of a council member according to law,
perform the duties of a council member according to law,
and to the best of my ability,
and to the best of my ability,
and I do further swear,
and I do further swear,
that I do not advocate,
that I do not advocate,
nor am I a member of any political party,
nor am I a member of any political party,
or organization that advocates,
or organization that advocates,
the overthrow of the government,
the overthrow of the government,
of the United States,
of the United States,
or of the state,
or of the state,
by force or violence,
by force or violence,
and that during such time as I am in this position,
and that during such time as I am in this position,
I will not advocate,
I will not advocate,
nor become a member of any political party,
nor I will not advocate, nor become a member of any political party,
or organization that advocates,
or organization that advocates,
the overthrow of the government,
the overthrow of the government,
of the United States or of this state,
of the United States or this state,
by force or violence,
by force or violence,
so help me God,
so help me God.
Welcome.
Does Does he need to log in?
We need to take a moment for him to log in before we move on.
Okay.
If you'll bear with us a moment, we have some technical things to attend to. See, I had to do that too. I just refreshed. Is that okay?
I had to add him.
Okay.
So I just did that, so. He should show up. He's showing up in my attendance.
Yeah. You tell me when, like, I can go in.
As soon as he gets logged in, I'm good on my end.
Reload again. Are you good?
So, we'll help him along.
Okay, I think we're ready to go on with item number six, approval of the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
And we have a move and second to approve the consent agenda. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Item number seven. Thank you, Ed. Open a public hearing to consider a conditional use permit submitted by Jay Nielsen, Nielsen Homes and Development, 1730 State Street, Blair, Nebraska, for a contractor's yard on tax lot 177 and tax lot 276, both in section 12 Township 18 North, range 11 east of the 6th Prime Meridian in the city of Blair, Washington County, Nebraska, for 20 years.
Good evening, Mayor Rump, and good evening, council members. For your first consideration tonight is the conditional use permit by Nielsen Homes, located on South 10th Street, this part of Blair. The zoning right now in this district is office park, and a contractor's yard requires a conditional use permit. Section 303 defines the contractor's yard as the building's premises where a contractor firm stores equipment, vehicles, inventory. In addition, they can have a business office for repairs and maintenance. If the size, if everything's currently enclosed in an enclosed structure. Staff does recommend a required fence as part of the next part of this 805, which we'll get to in a little bit, so that anything stored outside will be fenced as per the requirements. The applicant did state at the Planning Commission that he intends on adding a fence and front yard screen. The Planning Commission did recommend approval for this, 5-0. This again is the exceptions part of Office Park, shows number three is a contractor yard. And then here are the conditions I talked about. Number two, when open storage materials attendant to the permitted use and condition use are outside, then they need a 6-foot fence. Again, during Planning Commission, Mr. Nielsen, the owner of Nielsen Homes, did say that it is his intention. This shows the property, it's actually two tax lots. Here is our zoning overlay. Surrounding is on Office Park on the north, Office Park to the south, with RMH across the street. This is the approximate area he wants to do his building, well within setbacks. Right now, Jensen Lawn Solutions, just north of the creek there, does also has a conditional use permit. So look at the lot as it is now. And any questions for staff?
Do we have any questions from the public? No? Do we need to have any?
We have.
Mayor. Oh, do we? I'm sorry.
Mayor.
Yes, come forward.
Terry Anderson, ON 539 South 10th Street. Okay, I live right across from Christian. Okay, and he got a conditional use permit. What is the conditional use permit? What is it? What's it for? Anybody? Kevin, you're in the district. What's the conditional use permit for?
It's for a period of time in which there are certain stipulations that a person can use that particular area. for whatever purpose that's stipulated.
Okay, what's it for? What? Why is it there? Is, to my understanding, I got a letter. So it should, it's to protect the residents around the area so we don't have to look at junk. So we got a clean area to live in. Right? Am I wrong? Okay. You want to go to Chris Jensen's right now and see how many of his conditional use permits are broken right now. Nobody seems to... Who's in charge of enforcing these? They're not.
But Terry,
they're not.
Excuse me, with respect, we're talking about this particular condition.
Yeah, but what happens, the same thing happens. Huh? Somebody's got to enforce the rules and regulations. The city administration ain't. You guys aren't. I came here and told you guys that it didn't pass the rules and regulations, and here you go. Lifetime conditional use permit. I get up here and told you exactly what was wrong. It doesn't make any difference. You don't enforce the rules. They don't enforce the rules. Who enforces the rules? Why even have a conditional use permit? Huh? No answers? Huh, Mr. Shank, you had plenty to say last time I was up here.
You really don't want me to get started.
Go for it.
It's not the place.
What is the place? Where is the place?
It's not here, Mr. Anderson, so if you have anything further to say, I suggest you sit down. Thank you.
Okay, that's fine.
Thank you.
That's what I figured.
Do you have any other comments from the public? Do we have any comments in writing?
No.
Okay. I'll close the public hearing. Looking for a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the conditional use permit submitted by Jay Nielsen, Nielsen Homes and Development, as presented with the Planning Commission stipulations.
Second.
We have a move and seconded to approve the conditional use permit submitted by Jay Nielsen, Nielsen Homes. Register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 8. Opening a public hearing to consider the final plat application submitted by Justin Von Lowe, 3099 Golden Eagle Circle, Blair, Nebraska, for the Elk Ridge subdivision, lots 1 through 38, being a plat of the portion of tax lot 201 and tax lot 283 in the north half of the northwest quarter of section 7, township 18, north range 12, east of the prime meridian, and lots 6, 7, and 8, block 4, Evergreen Bluff, Washington County, Nebraska. Jeff.
For your next consideration will be the final plat application, followed by several other applications concerning this final plat for the Elk Ridge subdivision located in the northeast corner of the city of Blair. The zoning district, if this passes and is changed, will become RML, multifamily residential low density. Minimum lot size again for this is 6,000 square feet. The minimum lot size for attached single-family dwellings, i.e. duplexes side-by-side, are 8,000 square feet. The smallest lot on this subdivision is 6,345, with the largest being 7,575. So there is ample room there for not only, so that's 6,000, smallest one for just one lot. The lots are side-by-side, so there's ample room for any single-family attached dwellings, or even single-family. Here's the requirements, which are all met, 60 feet wide, 8 feet deep, the cul-de-sac, the yard setbacks, 20 feet for the front, and second front, 10 for the rear and second. The city will supply water and sewer as part of the subdivision. The developer's agreement has been submitted, and Public Works Director Shoemaker has accepted that. They're working on stormwater management as things go on. And the engineering plan they're working on also. Everything is going according to plan, no hiccups. If the final plat is accepted, three lots from Evergreen Bluff and a portion of Garfield Street will have to be vacated with the new area annexed into the city of Blair with zoning change from ag to RML. This is the continue the other items on the agenda with this final plat. And finally, the Planning Commission did recommend approval 5-2-0. Well, there we go. Thank you, Aaron. So this is the area we're talking about here. This is a map without any overlays. There are two quick ways in there. This has been some comment on the fact that there's one here. There's also a second one here. The entrance will be right there. Next slide, please. Thank you, Aaron. Shows the current zoning, RML, to the south, RMH. Anything in this area here is ag, and that is on down the bottom of the bluff. That is AML across the road. This shows the land that's being considered. It is all within this red. This is marked out because this is part of the current Evergreen subdivision. So look at our final plat. We want to draw your attention to two areas on the next slide, and that is two easement areas up in this area. On the next slide, we'll see where these actual easements go to. So right here, we have a proposed stormwater easement. The plan is to store the excess stormwater in pipes underground, and it will slowly work its way down into the area without causing any flooding. And then we also have a proposed sanitary sewer easement right here. The plan is to run the sanitary sewer out from the Elk Ridge, down below the farmer's land, which Mr. Pounce and Norton then connect with the sewer. Mr. Von Lowe and Eric Griffin are in the plans right now of getting that agreement. And that's just a couple of pictures of what the land looks like. This is looking west from the cemetery, looking north from River View Drive and Garfield Street. And this again is what the plans are for the townhomes by Mr. Von Lowe. 38 townhomes, each single family attached dwellings, each with large lots to work its way around and then through this area. This will be the one way in with the circle there. And with that, any questions for staff?
Any questions from council?
Has there been any discussion of paving Garfield to the south as you come out where that street is at?
Not concerning this application, because that is really a separate issue. That would need a separate paving district. That would also have to fall on the six homeowners who are on that. So there's been nothing mentioned with that, because this is really kind of a separate issue.
Anything else? Any comments from the public? Yes.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. Dan Dolezal, 35542 Farnham Street, Omaha, Nebraska. I was a civil engineer for the project. So Jeff did a really nice job of summarizing, Mr. Sandvold. I know this is your first foray with this. I would like to add that we've met with Mr. Pounds, who owns the property. If you're familiar with the property, the north property line, there's a pretty good bluff there down to the farmland to the north of us. And we met with Mr. Pounds initially to talk about the drainage and the sewage going across this property. While we don't have an agreement in place, he was agreeable to coming up to something that he didn't see a problem with. We just had to go through the dynamics of the final design and what that would entail and what the swale would entail. So we feel real optimistic that that won't be a problem. Mr. Malo's in the audience. He's a Blair resident. He's a Blair businessman. He has his family here in town. I'll let him speak and add whatever he'd like to do, but I'm here for questions if you have any.
Thank you.
Justin Von Lowe, 309-VONLOH, my last name, 3099 Golden Eagle Circle, Blair, Nebraska. I'm here to answer any questions. Like I said, I've been in Blair for 3 to 4 years now. I got five kids, four of them go to Blair schools. With my mom here from Texas. We're building a house for her out on Highway 30 there, the west subdivision. questions. You're doing the best I can. I'm an electrical contractor. I'm tired of doing everyone else's work. I'm ready to do something for myself, for my family. I've been in the military for 17 years. I'm still the National Guard and Commander, the Airborne Infantry Unit in Lincoln. I don't have any, prior experience to being a developer. This is my first shot. I saw an opportunity to try and make something. I have a lot of very good construction background. I have a lot of significant trade experience. I have a lot of significant allies in the construction industry. So here I am. I'll give it my best shot.
Council, have any questions for Mr. Von Lowe?
No, sir.
Nope.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions from the public or comments?
Hi, Dillenberg, Dillenburg, and I live at 214 Arthur Street. I'm very close to this. I've been there since 1976, and our neighborhood is a very small neighborhood, and I worry for the safety and all of the neighbors around me. We don't have houses that have double driveways, so everybody parks in the street. And with this added bunch of cars coming up and into that district, I worry, because when trying to get down to 3rd Street onto Jackson, there's cars all the way along, and you zigzag in if a car turns to come at you. And it's just not a safe area. I just think that adding all these, because you're saying 36 apartments or whatever housings, that would add probably 2 cars to every one, we'd have 60 more. Not only would we have them in our little subdivision, which used to be called Frederick's Edition, I don't know if it's still called that or not, but anyway, we have the high school. We have Mott Middle School, and the traffic is parked all the way up and down there, and it is just, it's just busy. That block, I mean, we fought with when Brookview came, because it wasn't adequate to handle all that traffic. Well, they paved it, but still, we have way too much traffic in that addition down there, and I just worry about the. A lot of us are grandparents, but our grandkids are here. You know how that goes. Grandparents are always babysitting. I have mine a lot, and it worries me. It also worries me about the block he was just talking about, because I live on that. I just finished paying in March for the block down the other way. I can't finance paying for a new one, and I can't afford to move. So that worries me. But there's a lot of, I just think if you go forward with this, there needs to be another outlet that everything doesn't come up onto Riverview Drive, turn and go up to our 3rd Street. That's way too much traffic for what we have out there. If anybody's been out there and watched, or, and like I said the other night, and I know we have an officer here tonight, we're a nice, quiet neighborhood. We never see police officers. I told him the other night, just because the chief of police lives in our neighborhood doesn't mean they patrol us a lot. And we don't, we don't need it, I guess. But, we do have some high schoolers that rev up and down Arthur Street. And, I hate to add more troubles to an area that hasn't had any problems. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions from the public? Did we have any in writing? No? Okay, with that, I'll close the public hearing. Looking for a motion.
I move to approve the final plat application submitted by Justin Van Lowe as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the final plat application submitted by Justin Van Lowe as presented. Please register your vote.
Council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 9, I'm opening a public hearing to consider a rezone application submitted by Justin Van Lowe. 3099 Golden Eagle Circle, Blair, Nebraska, for the Elk Ridge subdivision, lots 1 through 38, being a plat of a portion of tax lot 201 and tax lot 283 in the north half of the northwest quarter of section 7, township 18, north, range 12, east of the prime meridian. Washington County, Nebraska, to change the zoning to Ag, General Agricultural District, in the Elk Ridge subdivision to RML, Multifamily Residential Low Density District. Jeff.
Thank you. So currently, our zoning district is Ag, and we're talking about that portion that is outside of the city limits. To be included into all of the plans, we do need to rezone that. The setbacks for RML again are 20 feet for the front and second front, 10 for the rear yard, 7 for the side yards. Again, nothing has changed since the preliminary plat. All the lots have not been rechanged. Everything is just as it should be for the final plat. Planning Commission did recommend approval 5-0. Just to give you a little idea of what it looks like. Not going at all. Okay, so here's our RML. This is the area we're talking about here. This portion, which we'll have to absorb in a little bit, is not being considered for that because that is already RML. And this is what it looked like once it is in. Any questions on staff for this zone change?
Any questions from the public?
I'm going to introduce Ordinance 2492.
An ordinance rezoning Elk Ridge subdivision located in the tax lots 201 and 283, lying in the north one half of the northwest one fourth of section 7, township 18 north, range 12 east of the 6 p.m. Washington County, Nebraska, from AGG General Agricultural District to RML Multifamily Residential Low Density District, repealing all ordinance parts of ordinance conflict herewith, providing when this ordinance will be full force in effect, and ordinance published in pamphlet form.
I move the statutory rule regarding reading on three different days be suspended for consideration of said ordinance.
Second.
Question.
The question for the council is, shall the statutory rule requiring reading on three different days be suspended? Please register your vote.
Subdivision located in tax lots 201 and 283, lying in the north one half of the northwest one fourth of section 7, township 18 north, range 12 east of the 6 p.m. Washington County, Nebraska, from AGG District to RML Multifamily Residential Low Density District, repealing all ordinance parts for conflict herewith, and providing this one shall be in full force and effect, and ordering this ordinance be published in pamphlet form.
I move final passage of Ordinance 2492.
Second.
Question for the council is, shall ordinance number 2492 be passed and adopted? Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
I declare ordinance number 2492 duly adopted. Item number 10. I'll open a public hearing to consider an ordinance for annexing and extending the corporate limits of the City of Blair to include the real estate, which is generally described as the Elk Ridge subdivision, lots 1 through 38, being a plat of portion tax lot 201 and tax lot 283 in the north half of the northwest quarter of section 7, township 18, north range, 12 east of the prime meridian, Washington County, Nebraska. Mr. Byerman.
Thank you again. So the next item concerning the Elk Ridge subdivision would be the annexation. Pretty simple, as we see with the next slide. Actually, one step here, Planning Commission did have a good question. They were like, so if you change the city's boundaries, are you going to have to change our 2-mile ETJ, extraterritorial jurisdiction? And the answer in this case is no. We can't go beyond two, but we can be less than two. As you'll see from the map here, though, this area we were about to annex, or the city's about to annex, actually is an indentation. So next slide, you'll see that once the city does annex this, it really does not go any farther out than the current boundaries. Again, we're not annexing this because that is already in the city, so the legal was just this area here with those two tax lots. Any questions on the annexation?
Any questions or comments from the public? Having none, I'll close the public hearing.
Sorry, I just wanted to tell you I did it.
We have to do it on first reading. You can't do it on the third or all three. You can't waive.
Okay.
So we have to prove it on the first reading.
Right, I made the motion wrong on that, so I got it. So I just wanted to bring that to the attention. So approve passage, after it's introduced, you approve passage of the ordinance 2493 on first reading.
Okay. So then we need a motion for that?
We need someone to introduce it, and I will read it like normal. That would just be the motion.
I'll introduce ordinance 2493.
An ordinance annexing extending the corporate limits of the city of Blair to include real estate generally described as tax lots 201 and 283 lying in the north one half of the northwest one fourth of section 7, township 18, north range 12, east of 6B in Washington County, Nebraska, providing for all ordinance parts of conflict herewith be repealed and provided that said ordinance will be in full force and effect following passage of publication as required by law and ordering this ordinance published in pamphlet form.
Motion to pass ordinance 2493 on the first reading.
Second.
Question.
Come on.
All council members present voting aye.
Now, can I declare that it passed? Okay. On first reading, I declare ordinance number 2493 duly adopted on first reading. All right, that's it then, right? Mm-hmm. Item number 11, moving right along. Consider an ordinance vacating Garfield Street north of Riverview Drive, originally platted as part of Evergreen Bluff Subdivision and Lot 678 in Block 4, Evergreen Bluff Subdivision.
So our last item concerning the upgrade subdivision is the removal of these three lots in this area right here, four lots, and Garfield. Actually, it would not be this one, it would be 810, 840, and 860, plus the Garfield Street cul-de-sac. That would have to be removed from the Evergreen subdivision in order to be incorporated with the new Elk Ridge subdivision. If you remember from the earlier maps, we had a red line here, 782, that address 782 is not part of this vacation. Just these three lots here and the Garfield Street. Any questions for staff on this?
Any comments from the public?
I will introduce ordinance number 2494.
An ordinance of the city of Blair, Nebraska, vacating and abandoning Garfield Street north of Riverview Drive, which was originally platted as part of Evergreen Bluff Subdivision and Lots 6, 7, and 8, all in Block 4, Evergreen Bluff Subdivision, Blair, Washington County, Nebraska, in order for this area to be replatted to Elk Ridge Subdivision, Blair, Washington County, Nebraska, and be approved as attached per Exhibit A, repealing all ordinance and parts of ordinance conflict here with and providing this one shall be full force in effect, published in pamphlet form.
I move the statutory rule regarding reading on three different days to be suspended for consideration of said ordinance.
Second.
Question
for the council is, shall the statutory rule requiring reading on three different days be suspended? Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye. An ordinance of the city of Blair, Nebraska, vacating and abandoning Garfield Street north of Riverview Drive, which was originally platted as part of Evergreen Bluff Subdivision and Lots 6, 7, and 8, all in Block 4, Evergreen Bluff Subdivision, Blair, Washington County, Nebraska, in order for this area to be replatted into Elk Ridge Subdivision, Blair, Washington County, Nebraska, being approved as attached Exhibit A, repealing all Orange Parts of Orange Conflict to the provided itself to be in full force and effect and published in pamphlet form.
I move for final passage of ordinance number 2494.
Second.
Question.
Question before the council is, shall ordinance number 2494 be passed and adopted? Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
I declare ordinance number 2494 duly adopted. Item number 12. Are we done with you now, Jeff?
I'm done.
Consider an ordinance creating paving district number 205 Elk Ridge Subdivision. Mr. Shoemaker.
Evening, Mayor and council members. Have four items for you this evening. Mayor, with your permission, we need to take item 13 before item 12. We need to do a developer's agreement before we create a paving district.
Okay, so let's jump to 13 then. Sounds good. We're going to consider resolution 2023-1, approving a developer's agreement with Justin Von Lowe for the Elk Ridge Subdivision.
Mayor, council members, you have a copy of a memo from myself with a copy of a proposed developer's agreement. It is very standard form that we put together here that we've done for many subdivisions within the city over the years. What this developer's agreement will spell out is that the developer will work with the city. We will use their engineer to do all the design for the public improvements, which is the public water system, sanitary sewer system, paving, and storm sewer. The city will have those items all designed, bid, and built, and constructed and put into place. And then when the project is complete, the city will levy assessments to each one of the lots equally. And that's what the developer's agreement calls out. You'll have another agenda item later on today, tonight from me, from another subdivision that actually is in that final stage right now. So what you have before you this evening is you're being asked to approve a developer's agreement with the developer between them and the city to orchestrate and put together all of these terms and conditions so that we can move forward with the paving district engineering agreement, which will be coming later, and eventually you'll have a water and sewer districts as well to be put together all per state statute to allow us to formulate the districts and to actually levy the assessments. Yes, sir.
Question now. The paving district, is it going to come out to Riverview?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's based on the final plat that was just recently approved.
Okay. That's so it'll come all the way out to Riverview. So when you, from Riverview, when you turn and go on Garfield, from there all the way back, it's going to be paved?
Within the subdivision, yes. Garfield South is not a part of this.
You're talking about at the hill.
I'm
talking about from going north. All that will be paved in there.
That is correct. That's all included within the subdivision. Yes, correct. Any other questions?
Any comments or questions from the public? Having none, I'll look at a motion.
I'll introduce resolution number 2023-1.
Resolution number 2023-1 was introduced by Councilmember Ferrari, approving a developer's agreement with Justin Von Lowe for the Elk Ridge Subdivision.
Now we need a motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Okay.
Seconded.
Wolf, did you second?
Who
seconded? Wolf did, okay.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number 2023-1 as presented.
Council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 12, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Consider an ordinance creating paving district number 205 Elk Ridge Subdivision.
Okay, now that we have a developer's agreement, as I mentioned during that kind of discussion, is that you will now be asked to create three different districts. The paving district by state statute has to be created before design actually starts. The water district and the sanitary sewer districts are created after the plans and specifications are developed, and when you review those and approve those, you'll be asked to approve districts for those two utilities as well as a part of the public improvements for the subdivision. So that's the reason why you have this one now and the other ones will come later. It's just simply a state statute, and that's the way we have to present these districts. So again, you have before you this evening a proposed paving district ordinance to create the paving district for the entire subdivision to put in all the needed streets and storm sewer. And again, these costs for these improvements will be equally assessed to all 38 lots within the subdivision. Are there any questions for me?
Any comments or questions from the public? All right, we have none.
I'd like to introduce ordinance number 2495.
An ordinance creating paving district number 205 Elk Ridge Subdivision in the city of Blair, Washington County, Nebraska, describing said street improvement district improvements to be constructed therein and providing that special assessments may be levied in proportion to the benefits of the property in said district and providing for its publication or be published in pamphlet form.
Move the statutory rule regarding reading on three different days be suspended for consideration of said ordinance.
Second.
Question.
The question before the council is, shall the statutory rule requiring reading on three different days be suspended? Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye. An ordinance creating paving district number 205 Elk Ridge Subdivision in the city of Blair, Washington County, Nebraska, describing said street improvement district improvements to be constructed therein, providing the special assessments may be levied in proportion to the benefits of to the property in said district and providing this publication of this ordinance in pamphlet form.
I move the final passage of ordinance number 2495.
Second.
Question.
Question for the council is, shall the ordinance number 2495 be passed and adopted? Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
I declare ordinance number 2495 duly adopted. Item number 14. If I'm not mistaken, is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, consider an engineering agreement with Burns and McDonald for the development of an operation and maintenance manual for the new water intake structure.
Again, Mayor, council members, I've given you a memo in your packet with a copy of a proposed engineering amendment for the development of an operation and maintenance manual, an O&M manual for the new intake that's under construction. A little bit of history here. The new intake is being paid for through a water grant from the state of Nebraska through the Water Sustainability Funds, and then the balance of the funding is from the SRF State Revolving Loan Program, which are federal funds. As a part of utilizing of those funds, you have to develop an O&M manual for any facility that you construct with their funds. And so we are asking Burns and McDonald, who are the original design engineers for this project, to develop this O&M manual for the city to be in compliance with our SRF agreement with the state of Nebraska. So they are proposing a fee of $48,800 to develop this manual. And I know it sounds like a lot of money, but at the same time, there's a lot of facility there. You have a lot of pumps, screens, VFDs, all this other equipment that has to be incorporated. And as a reminder, we have a $10 million loan with the SRF, with a 15% loan forgiveness and a 1% 30-year term. So it's actually, we've gotten very good terms from the state on this project. And then of course, the $6 million is a grant fund from the state as well. So so I'm proposing this to the city council tonight at requesting approval so we can move forward with development of this O&M manual, because the manual does have to be put into place before we can exceed 75% of our reimbursement. And we're quickly getting up into that area, so. With that, are any questions?
Yeah, Al. Is there a reason why we don't do that with Burns and Mac up front when the original bid was done?
Part of the O&M part? At that time, we were not sure we were going to have SRF funding, because the SRF funding was not secured until construction. Yeah, good question. No, actually, up front with the intake for the council members that are new, the city paid for all the design work up front out of our water funds. And so we were not eligible for those funds to be reimbursed from SRF funding, so they were not part of that. We were hoping to get SRF, but that was not part of the project up front. Keeping in mind, when we started on this project, this has been a very long process, started dating clear back to 2012, when we first studied this after the drought, as to the different options. And so the design's actually been over the last 3 years ago when we started the design, so. Any other questions?
Any comments or questions from the public? Having none, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve an engineering agreement with Burns and McDonald for the development of an operation and maintenance manual for the new water intake structure.
Second.
We have a motion and second to approve an engineering agreement for the development of an operation and maintenance manual. Please register your vote. Sounds like some light reading.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 15. Consider resolution 2023-2 setting the date for the Board of Equalization to levy special assessment for the West Valley subdivision. Mr. Shoemaker.
Again, Mayor, council members, my last agenda item for you this evening. This is just a preliminary resolution to set the date for the public hearing at the next city council meeting. The public improvements we're talking about is for the West Valley subdivision. That was at the northwest corner of 24th and Nebraska, for anybody that has not seen that in the past. 26 lots, I believe, went into that subdivision. The assessments are all set based on the developer's agreement. This has been shared with the developer already, so that he's aware of what's been here and was part of the process all the way through. So there really were no surprises for anybody, and the costs came in relatively reasonable from what we've seen in the past here on some of these subdivisions. Resolution just simply sets the public hearing, and at the next meeting, the City Council will meet as Board of Equalization to consider these assessments and levying them against the 26 lots of the subdivision. Any questions?
Any comments or questions for the public? Having none, I'll have someone introduce resolution number 2023.
Resolution number 2023-2.
Resolution number 2023-2 was introduced by Councilmember Shank, setting the date for the Board of Equalization to levy special assessments for the West Valley subdivision.
I move to adopt resolution 2023-2.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution 2023-2 as presented. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 16. Consider an easement between the City of Blair and Jeffrey Robinson and Lori K. Robinson. Ms. Solomon. I should have spoken slowly so you have time to walk up. Sorry.
Good evening, Mayor, members of the council, and the public. Before you is an easement that has been signed. You can pull it up, Aaron. David Drew represents the Robinsons. The city was approached some time ago, actually, regarding this issue. There is a Robinson's property is next to the old city landfill. And in talking to Mr. Storm, there may have been some building that actually overlaps onto the city property, which is that old city landfill, that is obviously not in use at this time. There had been a lot of different negotiations and talks regarding this specific portion, where they wanted us to quit claim it to them. I think Brad explained to me that it might be a driveway that, or part of a driveway might actually have been on the city property. So through those negotiations, we decided a perpetual easement would be the better route rather than titling property over where there had been an old city landfill. So there is this perpetual easement. It will be filed with the clerk's office if approved by this council. So it'll attach to the land. If they sell the property, it stays with the land, so the new landowners would have that perpetual easement as well. So I just want to make sure that everybody knows this isn't something just for the Robinsons. This will be for the foreseeable future. They can't dig, grade, excavate, or do any other building on this easement. We just wanted to make sure that, obviously, the landfill was under there, but we didn't want any buildings on that. So
Question. Say somewhere in the future, something's done on the driveway, it's resurfaced or whatever. At that point, could they move the driveway over, or would they still have them or future owners have the opportunity to go back and cover what was on city property?
For that easement, where it's at right now, and how it would, it's going to depend on what exactly that is. If it is a driveway, okay, and they need to dig, they need to come back to the city to say, hey, we're digging, and so we're aware of what's taking place, just because it is the old city landfill.
Okay.
And this has been signed by the Robinsons, so if it is approved, once it's signed, then I would have David Drew just pick it up from Brenda for filing. If it's not approved, obviously it's never going to be filed. So.
Any other questions from council? Any other comments or questions from the public?
Good evening, Mayor and Council. My name is Nick Sacco. I'm an attorney at Drew Law, and I represent Jeff and Lori Robinson.
Nick, would you spell your last name for me, please?
S-A-C-H-A-U, and I'm just here to answer any questions anyone has.
Thanks.
Thank you. All right, looking for a motion to approve?
I'd like to recommend approval of easement between the City of Blair and Jeff E. Robinson and Lori K. Robinson.
Second.
We have a motion and second to approve the easement between the City of Blair and the Robinsons. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 17. Consider the bids received for the purchase of a drone for the Blair Police Department. Yes?
I would like to receive and place on file the bids for the purchase of a drone for the Blair Police Department.
Second.
We have a motion and second to receive and place on file the bids for the drone. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Thank you, Chief Logger, for your patience. We had some housekeeping to do.
Absolutely, absolutely. Good evening, Council. Some of you remember, some of you don't. During the budget hearing, we went through to try to get the drone program in. Through the process, we went out and contacted several other agencies. I met with the State Patrol a couple different times. We talked about one big drone and real good software that was going to come in around $16,000-$17,000. After conferring with the State Patrol, that software program, that the way it was kind of described is that you could see an ant on the roadway if you wanted to. I didn't really think that we were at that stage yet, and then State Patrol said if you ever needed that, the drone that you're purchasing, bring it to them. I mean the disc off of it, and they could do it for us anyway for free. They're providing free training. The three officers that were selected for the pilots, they're getting trained now. There's a training program in March for them down at Papillion for free. So everything's moving forward. The bid that I'm suggesting is the lower bid. It is actually two drones. One is specialized for low light or night flight, where the other one is more during the day. You have different options on each one. One you can connect the light to, one you can do a infrared, one you can do a speaker to where you can fly over a field and say, hey, follow me out if someone's lost or anything like that. So, I mean, I just went down, I had a question today this afternoon, you know, what are you going to use it for? So I just went through, and there's a website that's droneresponders.org, so I went through that real quick. Again, some of these are not where we're at yet, because this is a starting program, but they showed where you can take the drone, drop a life buoy to someone in the river or in the lake that's drowning without wasting time to go get a boat. You can check the water tower for leaks, so Al doesn't have to pay all his money to, you know, send someone up there. You can pay me to send someone up there to do it. The infrared, the hidden suspects, lost child.
For the fire department, I'm not sure if they have one or not, but you can fly it up, use it infrared, to look for hot spots on homes to help them, kind of direct them. Large-scale crime scene, you can partner with the sheriff's department for large-scale accidents. They use it for overwatch for a SWAT team. And for 3-Core, you would use it for overwatch to watch the bad guys watching the good guys making a purchase. One thing I found interesting is the City Hall events. Use it for marketing. Use it during Gateway to the West for your overwatch. The Tannenbaum Festival, you can have pictures taken with that, fly it around. Check the rooftops, suspects, damage from storms. Mutual aid with Washington County. Pictures for zoning. When you bring up the GIS, you have pictures, which are great, but sometimes they're outdated. This, we could work with City Hall, go out there and fly and do it real-time pictures for you. So, yes, it is a police department drone, but I want it to be used as much as possible. And again, I'm kind of rambling, but the low bid for the Cider one is one I'm requesting.
So software-wise, how is there an estimate of how long that software, like how often do you have to have?
It's on there. It's a perpetual license.
Okay.
So I think even though it says that, I agree with you. I think after 3 years, you're going to get an update or you're going to do something else. And that's the other reason why I went with it's a lower grade software. But again, the examples that showed me, because the State Patrol and the conference I was at showed pictures. They're like iPhone pictures that's up close. So you're not going to be able to tell the difference. And they said for measurements, it's for accident scene, it'll get you down to the inch, whereas this other program might get you down, you know, with the ant. So I think it's good enough, especially for a startup program where we're going to go in the future. I don't know. But
do you have to carry any kind of separate insurance having a drone question. In case something crashes during Gateway to the West or anything like that?
The city has the umbrella insurance, which I believe it would fall under. There is a policy already developed. As the Assistant City Administrator Barrow developed that even before he moved over to City Hall, because we were talking about this for a long time. NSP looked over that policy just for those events. I think that's one thing that we were missing that we can add in is in case it falls on, what do you do? There's part of the SOP that we currently have has some of that, but they wanted a little bit more detail, which is easy to put in there.
Councilmember Paulson, we are insured through LARM. I want to say through the insurance bidding process that it is covered, but that is something that we can have administration also speak with LARM about regarding specific insurance coverage for the drones.
Okay, thank you.
Aaron, can you check into that? But I'm pretty sure we discussed it, but that's simple enough that we can do that.
Any other questions for Chief Logger? Any comments or questions from the public? Having none, I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion to award the bid for the purchase of a drone for the Blair Police Department to the Sealer Geospatial in the amount of $11,498.
Second. We have a motion and second to award the bid for the purchase of the drone. Register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Thank you.
Motion passes. Agenda item 18, consider the purchase and installation of a new filter system at the Blair Municipal Pool. Mr. Barrow.
Mayor and council, before you tonight, for your consideration, let me back up a little bit. During the budgeting process, council approved the budget for a new filter system for the pool. We've been searching ever since that time to try to locate the right filter, and I think that we have done that. We're looking at a regenerative media filter system. It's a self-contained unit. It looks kind of like a diving bell with legs. And the good thing about this particular filter is it fits the confined space that we have. It's going to require a lot less plumbing installation than a filter built into the pool itself. We'll have an opportunity in the future, if there's any kind of remodel or expansion of the pool, that we can continue to use this system. Depending on what the expansion may be, we may have to supplement it, but it would definitely fit our needs for many years. Just as a reminder, the old filter system that we had, we were at a point where we could not find parts for it anymore, and to include filter media and all those things. The system that we're purchasing today is brought to us by a company called Aquachem out of Sioux City. The filter itself is $117,895. We're estimating the installation that would include parts and labor at $42,105 for a total of $160,000. This is well under the amount of $250,000 that the city had budgeted for this project. Aquachem believes that they can get that filter for us almost right away. The other thing that kind of pointed us in this direction was there probably isn't a certified technician for any other kind of filter system within 800 miles. So we're kind of stuck with this decision right here. So I think we're going to be happy with this. There's a recreation center in Council Bluffs right now installing this very same filter. So it's well known, and I think that if we can get moving on this, we can have it in place before the swim season starts.
Any other questions for Mr. Barrow? Any comments or questions from the public? Having none, I'll entertain a motion, please.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the purchase of the installation of the new filter system for the Blair Municipal Pool from Aquachem, Inc. in the amount of
$160,000. Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the purchase and installation of a new filter system. Please register your vote.
Council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Agenda item 19. Approval of the appointment of myself, Kevin Willis, Holly Hafer, Brad Anderson, Terry Dutton, Ben Gould, and Desiree Solomon as a search committee for the position of a new Blair City Administrator.
So moved.
Second.
Has to be all formal. Motion and second to approve the search committee for a replacement for Mr. Storm. Please register your vote. Yes, you can.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's an appointment.
Okay. Yeah.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. And our city administrator is not here for agenda item 20. Mr. Barrow, do you have anything?
One thing I'd have is just a reminder of the council retreat scheduled for February 18th. So just keep that on your calendar. And if you have any questions or anything about that, just don't hesitate to give me a call.
Do we know where?
It'll either be here or probably at the library.
No, they were booked at the library.
They're booked at the library.
Yep, I checked already.
So
we're here.
Very good. All right, need a motion to adjourn. And Jim, that falls to you because it always falls to the newbie.
All right, I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
It is motion and seconded to adjourn. Thank you very much for coming.